I'm always happy to talk to Marianne Reese because I know it means we'll get to hear some of her wonderful poetry. Marianne is in the studio with me tonight. She's an attorney here in town, and tonight we're going to talk about her second book of poetry, which is titled Down Deep. Marianne, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Barbara. It's an honor to be here.
I want to start with the title poem, Down Deep. So read that for us, if you would, please.
Down Deep. On summer afternoons, I walked down to the docks, wrapped twine around raw chicken necks, and dangled them like marionettes into Spa Creek. I wiped the grime on denim shorts and sat. Worn planks left splinters in my thighs. Oyster boats passed. Sometimes the captains waved. The sunlight turned my long hair white, my forehead red. I tasted salt. When a string grew taut, I plunged my net down deep and jerked it up. Blue crab pincers clung to bones, tore flesh, devoured any part that dared be soft. To surface such a brutal feast felt like betrayal.
This is such a wonderful shared memory from childhood, and yet that contrast, that conflict that comes in around this very simple everyday action, in that you grew up around the water, didn't you?
I did. I grew up in Annapolis on the Chesapeake Bay, and this is how we spent our summers, crabbing and swimming. And it became a great image as I was writing poetry. It's like, oh, okay, a lot of what we do in poetry is suddenly pulling something down deep up and get it in the light of day. It's not always pretty.
It's interesting to me in that you have a law degree and a couple of others, and you also have a degree in theology. So if you would, read us a poem that's titled Novice.
Novice. Desire to change the world has brought me here. I find women who eat pork chops watching Vanna spin the wheel. $20 less all month, one beer all night. The beds are slim as diving boards. Bangs are clipped blunt. The basement smells of bleach and cigarettes and dog. Notes in perfect penmanship cover the fridge. Plastic flowers decorate the hall. I see my dark reflection in the wood. The chapel overflows with incense and tissues. I hover somewhere between my soul proclaims the greatness, and I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
You have a lot of company in that space. There are several poems in Down Deep that are about your childhood or your parents. And one that especially touched me is Old Note in Mother's Purse.
Old note found in my mother's purse. Mary, I had a rough day. Go take one of your tranquilizers and pour me a scotch. No matter what I say, don't stop smiling, Bill.
I want to talk with you a bit about your writing life because as an attorney, I'm guessing a lot of your work is written and about writing and writing very clearly. And then there's this poet part of the Marianne Reese that I know. Can you tell us a little bit about where those intersect or don't they? Are they literally the right and left sides of your brain? Do some skills translate from one genre, if you will, to another?
I think the area they intersect is they're both seeking clarity. And I think my legal writing has improved as a result of my poetry writing, because in your poetry, there is supposed to be nothing extraneous, not an extraneous word, whereas lawyers are famous for writing briefs that go on for volumes. It's caused me to cut my legal writing to the bare essentials, to what's absolutely necessary for the judge in this case who's reading it to understand, just as I would for the reader in poetry. And I think poetry, one of the reasons it makes such an impact is because of its brevity. And it's a condensation. And I think if more types of writing could do that, it would have a greater power.
I would love for you to read a poem that is also water-inspired, if you will. It is titled, You Are Responsible for Your Wake.
You are responsible for your wake, sign on an Annapolis dock. Hey, you atop three decks of yacht, you are responsible for loud engines and waves that ripple out behind you, rocking every floating thing. You are responsible for this high-speed chase across the harbor, where sunfish leap out of their scales and seagulls flee their feathers. You are responsible for the reactor that boils this bay into a cauldron, raids crab pots, and leaves oyster beds unmade. The end is near, nearer, my God, and you are responsible for your wake.
I loved all the meanings in that last line. Just wonderful.
It's great when signs are just handed to you and poems are given to you in a sign.
And when you, the poet, captures them. Our time escapes us, but we have time for one more poem. Let's do Last Wishes.
Last Wishes. Let me die still. Let me die old. Let me die out of control. Let the river that carries me be wide. Stand close beside me and fill the air with incense forever. Let your feet slip in the wet grass and your fingers dig deep in the mud you toss upon my grave. Whatever you do, don't bury me on Skype.
Hallelujah. Second that. Marianne, it's delightful to be with you. Thanks for this latest book of poetry, Down Deep.
Thank you, Barbara.
Good to be with you. I've been talking with Marianne Reese about her latest book of poetry. It is titled Down Deep, and you'll find more information about it at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.